What's going on, people? Welcome back to Sliders Podcast.
Okay, then.
Best, you intro the last episode.
You saw me inhale to do the intro.
I saw you. I was going
to
stop you.
Okay.
But
this is mad.
I allowed you on the
we have a guest here, Tom, and you're doing this.
Yeah, be appropriate. Yeah. Be professional.
I allowed you on the Jesus Christ.
So, okay, cool. Do your thing, man. Yeah. This is how we're behaving.
What's going on, people? Welcome back to Sliders Podcast, the best podcast this side of the hemisphere. You are joined by me, your host, What Is Tom, a.k.a. King of the Streets. Who are we joined by?
You got Who's Taff here, find out on the pod, a.k.a. the champion. And real quick, guys, before we continue with this video, make sure to smash that like button, smash the subscribe button. And who else we got here?
I miss Mo. Anyway.
Huh?
Okay. We also have a special guest for you guys today. You might know him from some of our older episodes, if we release them. I can't remember. I don't know when we started. But you got the man, the myth.
The legend.
I wouldn't go that far.
Keep going.
I wouldn't go that far.
Hey, you have to complete the phrase.
Keep going.
That's all that is in the phrase.
No, just add more.
I think it's just stop at myth, to be fair. Yeah.
Anyway. Alright, cool.
Isn't that slang in Manchester? Hey, you myth.
Now you're a myth, bro. But anyway, we're joined by background Marshall.
Foreground Marshall.
AKA.
I just realized the camera can see that.
We'll add an effect.
I thought you were going
to say I'm background Marshall, Terrell, you know.
Has the girl ever tried to kill you?
What's up? Actually, yes.
Yeah,
that's happened before.
You know, just a light conversation start, you know. Nothing crazy.
One of them directly, for me, one of them indirectly.
All right, so tell us about the direct one. Well, the bloodlust.
The bloodlust.
That's the bloodlust. Just a heated argument. And apparently I'm a bit dismissive.
Now, put us in there, Tom. You need to tell the story properly.
I'm not tell you exactly what the argument was about, but she was doing her rant, you know, that rah, rah, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, there was there when they go on a rampage.
Yeah, but for some reason, I feel like it's a two-way thing. So what was going on?
No, this argument.
How's this guy acting like she was screaming? What were you doing?
No, this argument, I couldn't be bothered. Because this was in you. This wasn't.
Oh, so for the other arguments, you could be bothered.
No, listen, pre-2018, I could be bothered with arguments. Mm. After 2018, I was like, it's a bit long. But this one was like, I was just sitting there like, okay. Mm. And apparently, I got very dismissive.
Yeah.
What she was saying.
What did you do? Did you look away? Did you talk?
I pulled up my phone, bro.
Oh. She slapped that phone out of his hand.
She was pissing me off. I already told the baby, don't talk to me, don't
you? Why are you arguing? Because you're kind of.
I cannot tell you.
I
can't tell you.
But on a level, pulling out your phone's risky, bro. Like, what if she just grabbed it? You weren't thinking about that. If she just slapped your phone out of your hand in the.
She wasn't right in front of me. Oh. She actually had to walk over to grab my phone, but it was one of the most. Apparently, I was quite dismissive because she was pissing me off. She was shouting so much.
But why is she shouting, though?
I cannot tell you why we were arguing, big man.
Oh, wait. Oh, because you're not allowed to, type shit.
I'm not allowed to say it. Listen.
Personally, I don't understand. Yeah. Unless she was. Were you two talking on levels?
Like, and remember Mo's words, no one's ever just a victim.
Exactly.
Shout out to Mo.
It's true. Why? He's alive. He's alive.
Niggas said free my nigga, Mo.
No, but like...
Oh, Sean, you said we were talking to her, we were.
So were you progressing? Because surely... I don't think I could get into
I wasn't trying to progress nothing, bro.
Mm-hmm.
So where did this emotion come from for an argument?
She wanted to progress something.
So she was mad at you for not wanting to progress.
That wasn't a reason, but... There was all this nonsense. Apparently, I led her, and I was like, "That's bullshit."
Oh yeah, the same guy who's fucking king of the streets, according to himself.
Yeah, king of the streets.
Yeah, what else are you? You know, I was gonna say something. I can't say on the podcast. you know what I was gonna say.
But what's called? No, it's one of them ones that was ongoing.
Miley Cyrus thing. Anyway, yo. All right.
So, how'd she try and kill you?
It was a bottle.
Bolton?
A bottle.
A bottle?
Oh, wait, she tried to bottle you?
Yeah.
That's an interesting choice in weaponry.
Wait, was this mid-argument?
Yeah. Big man! It was after I pulled out my phone. The way this girl grabbed the... Big man, she got some fucking... It was a Bailey's bottle.
Yeah.
Wait, were you in your room or hers?
We were in her yard. Not
so
in her
she
room.
Said, let's fucking have
so you gave her like, you gave her home court advantage. Why would you do that?
Yeah, you did.
For her argument, you gave her home court advantage.
I was in the area. She said, you want to talk. She didn't seem angry on the phone. Like, she didn't seem angry.
You never do.
Oh, that's a trap, though.
No, if she sounded angry on the phone, I wouldn't have went. But she didn't seem angry. So,
oh, did she lock the door? Did she lock the door when you got in?
It was one of the ones that, do you know the ones where, like, you just have to turn to open it, but if you just close it, it's kind of locked?
So, did she lock it? Yes or no?
She closed the door.
Could you have gotten out safely?
It wasn't locked. Yeah, I could have gotten out safely.
Why didn't you just leave then? So, you decided to go on your phone instead of leaving? You deserve to get bored.
Yeah. But, anyway, but luckily, as soon as I saw her pick it up, she started raising it. I grabbed her wrist. I was like, big man, drop it.
Wait, I'm so confused. Yeah. This guy said to us, am I not lying, viewers? Mm. He said to us, he said I'm interacting in a little fourth wall breaking thing. He said to us,
There's a bit.
Remember the distance he said before? But now suddenly, you're Elastigirl.
There's a bit of a story. There's a bit of a story. There's a bit of a story I can't mention.
Just tell us.
I'm skipping from one part to another because the side
is it incriminating?
It is self incriminating.
Self-incriminating.
So a bit of a story I'm going
to say. Oh, so Mr.
You need to learn to tell these stories without getting yourself arrested.
I wasn't aggy. I didn't do anything bad. Legally. Morally. Legally, no.
Okay. So she picks up the bottle.
And you're within close vicinity now.
At this point, I'm within close vicinity. Because...
All right, Dash.
If someone's there, sometimes shit gets heated. You know how girls get. Sometimes they get too angry, they get emotional, then they start moving a bit weird.
You mean they move very rational, sensible.
I said sometimes. I didn't say... And not all girls, but, you know some girls. But, you know, one thing led to another, shit happened, next thing you know, well, when within a close range-ish, she picks up the ball, I'm like, big man, don't do it. Don't do it. I was like, put it down. I don't know what you're planning to do with this
ball. So you decided to put it down for her?
No, I told you just drop it, because I had hold of her wrist. I was like, you know, I'm not letting you do this.
Well,
I don't want to
hear. There's questions I want to ask, but I don't want to ask them in case it gets dodgy. Like, I want to ask, like, did you increase your grip strength?
Yeah.
This sounds dodgy.
Just one of them was like,
bro,
big man,
I thought you were trying to kill your dinner, you two about to have a fight.
No, she was just one of them was like, I just grabbed it like this.
Ow, Tom.
Yeah, Tom, that looked aggressive. I can't lie.
I looked aggressive.
But it sounds like she was trying to open a bottle to your head, fam. It was mad.
That girl was, I don't know what she was. I think that
But how did the night end though? From the DS.
How did it start?
Yeah.
How did it start? I told you, she called me over. Because she saw on Snap Maps at the time, I was in an area.
So she was stalking you. You happened to wander in the wrong neighborhood.
Yeah.
She called me over.
She summoned you.
This is in Newcastle, big man, first of all.
I didn't literally in the wrong neighborhood, bro.
But it's like, if someone's there, if in Newcastle, if I'm out of my yard, more time someone can call me to their yard. And more time, my Snap Maps is off, but on the off occasion, it will be on. Because it serves a purpose, but either way. She called me over. Then, you actually won't know how it started. I already told you guys why we were arguing anyway, so I might as well tell you how
leading it on.
I might as well tell you how it started. But, she mentioned something. I think something about me being a boyfriend or some bullshit like that.
Okay. So how dare she?
I was like,
do you know what I'm saying?
I was like, boyfriend? What are you talking about? I was like, hold on. I was like, whoa. I was like,
what you trying to get into? Boyfriend? I ain't your boyfriend. What you trying to get into right now? Bae.
She goes like, boyfriend?
Bae. I ain't your bae.
Tom, do it. I'll get the music.
One time for the camera.
Tom, please.
Nah, fuck off. Can I know for well when more edits this graphics? Yeah. I'm not doing it, bro.
No, that's hilarious. So after you did the thing.
Oh, fuck.
YouTube adverts.
Yeah, YouTube.
Pay for YouTube, like a regular guy.
YouTube active, man.
Bro, boy.
Why are YouTube doing this?
But obviously, things got a bit tense then. Shit cooled down a tad bit. And
Tom, do it.
I'm not doing it.
Please, Tom.
Tom, do it.
You might need to fuck
Tom, do it.
Tom, you're leading me on. I thought you were my boyfriend. Boyfriend? I ain't your boyfriend. But you were my bae. I ain't your bae. I ain't your bae. And bae the wake. We need to go.
Anyway, but even though we were a decent distance, it wasn't like we're far. Like, let's say where I am right now. Now I'm sitting on the edge of my chair. She's at where the light is. And let's say there's like a fireplace beside her. So that's where the bottle was. So her mom was like,
does she live in the actual house?
It was the actual house, yeah. She didn't live on her own, but she it was an actual house. So obviously things mellowed down a bit in the middle. Then something happened. Next thing you know, we're within close vicinity. Things start heating up again, and she was shouting. I was like, I don't understand. I was honest from the beginning. Because honesty is your best defense.
What do you mean your best defense?
Honesty is your best defense. Listen, as long as you're honest, they can't chat to you for doing shit. No, we're all on the streets. Honesty is your best defense.
Not really, if she was threatening to bottle you.
Yeah, evidently your defense was...
Not defense is in, what's it called? Self-defense. But I mean, defense is in, you know, when it comes to where the fault is lying. It's one of them ones. Pushes the blame on their side. But anyway...
Okay. These are just toxic tactics.
Yeah, I don't want to say words, but there's a lot of words coming to my head, Tom. Be careful.
Toxic Tom tactics.
No, I mean, like, them was there, like, I always told her, like, listen, it's not a serious thing. I don't want a girlfriend.
And then
I didn't say it one time, but I always said it. And more time, if I'm linking a girl, I kind of treat them as friends. I'm just linking.
I hope you didn't, you know, like, say we're not anything serious.
Tell us about a second time a woman tried and kill you.
I was indirecting. Should I get me jumped?
Oh, the girl with her brothers.
Yeah, I already saw that story. Never mind. Those two indirect times.
Oh, what was the second time?
I forgot about that one. Yeah, the different girl tried to get me jumped. She actually... That one did not end well.
See, why'd you get into
how'd that problems? One end?
Huh? I almost got jumped. That was scary, bro.
Damn. What did you do? Tell us. Unpack that.
Dude, man, I had to jump into a bush. I started scrummaging through the bush. Yeah, what? I was like,
was this during uni?
No, this was during uni, but it was back home.
This Tom guy can't tell stories. Tom, you need to tell us the beginning, middle dilemma, the end, all of that shit you learn in English, bro.
We want the meat.
No, okay.
What's going on?
It's never really... This girl, again, not a serious thing. It was
it's never serious. It's never serious.
Don't do that. Don't do
it's
that.
Never serious, but it always serious. Ends out serious. It always turns out serious, fam. The ending's very serious.
It's never my fault. That's cap. But that's not. I can't say that way. That's cap. But because pretty much, again, not a serious thing. Starting off, da da da. We get into argument. Thing gets said. Even though I wasn't shouting.
You raised your voice, didn't you?
I didn't raise my voice, but I did violate. I can't say exactly what I said, because...
Oh, so you violated verbally?
I violated verbally. No, I just left.
Don't tell me you told her breath stink. It's a bit argument.
Yeah, you talked about her dad, didn't you?
Tom.
You weren't for the dad.
Tom.
Shame on you.
Anyway. actually, no, again, brothers and friends... Fun times. They come up to me once. I pushed from the guys. So I was like, no. Then next one, like, because they weren't running together because they were like in a group but a bit scattered about on the street. So like some people were ahead of others.
So what, they did it like in the movies where it's a kung fu movie and it's like, we can do this one at a time or all together.
No.
You know when they have 10 men, they say one at a time.
The goons, like just one guy runs and Tom's like, no, another guy runs.
This is while I was running away.
Okay.
Like one guy caught up to me.
Sorry, was that you're playing rugby? You're playing rugby.
Wait, I'm sorry. If I run away from a group of mandem, I will never get caught. How are you getting caught? You had adrenaline on your side?
And you're playing rugby.
You still lost.
You're used to it.
I'm sorry.
I'm not going to lie. If someone's faster than you, the faster you are.
No, adrenaline will win. You win.
No, bro.
Then you weren't scared enough.
You weren't scared enough.
Anyway.
This guy said they caught up to me.
One brother caught up to me. He tried to punch me. I punched him. I kept on running. The second brother.
I got a minute.
But the second brother.
Hold on. He jumped on your back.
Yeah.
And he dropped and he...
This guy's living GTA, fam.
I wasn't jumped on my back. What are you talking
GTA.
About?
GTA.
So you're telling me all this time you two having your little scuffle?
He grabbed my hoodie.
Oh, he grabbed your hoodie.
First guy grabbed the back of my hoodie.
I'm dead.
Pulled me. Then I was like, Then second guy, he clipped my heel.
He just tripped you over.
Tripped me up, but I ran. I'm not running fast, but I went, shoop. I said,
touchdown.
I caught airtime. That one, he actually got me on the ground. Again, his friends are still running, but we had a little scuffle on the ground. I ran away.
Wait, so at this point, there's two or one guy only? Pause.
The first guy didn't get up straight away because, again, I punched him in the face.
All right.
So, what's it called? But the second guy, he wasn't too far from the bush, but it was one of them ones that I ran straight in the woods. It's like a bush in the woods. It's like this park in South. It was like this park in Salford. So like there's like row of bushes. There's like kind of trees and park. Sorry, Terrell. People outside of London, we have trees.
Okay. And groups, I didn't say anything. There was anything wrong with that.
But anyway,
I just find it funny. You ran into a bush. Like,
How did you disappear from this bush? Like, you just jump in and then they're like,
you jump in. I start running through the trees. Big, but I ran. I didn't care. I was like. Cause like kind of a row of bushes, then like all the trees and forest.
Looking like you're in Twilight.
Big man, just running through the forest, going,
harming all the insects and stuff. What's wrong with you?
It's not that deep.
This guy said you just ran into a bush.
I had to do what I had to do because it was either running into a bush or clear grass on a playground.
Bro, you thought you were in Assassin's Creed. You know them ones where you hop in the stack of hay and they're like, where is he gone? Yeah.
but I kept on running. But I got a few cuts that day because of the bush incident.
Hmm.
And the airtime incident.
So remind me, this is back home, yeah?
This was back home.
They never saw you again?
This is actually in Salford.
Because I swear there's not that many people.
That's because Salford. This is in Oldham.
So you were on up block?
Yeah.
It wasn't up block. Don't say that. It was not up block. I beg you, baby.
More like you ran all the way to Oldham. Up field. Not really a block.
I didn't run to Oldham. I was what's called, on my way to my mate's house.
And you just get into a quick scuffle with some girls.
Big man, they just them. Him. One of the brothers and his friends were just there. The brothers were just there. I was like, ha.
So why didn't you turn around before they saw you?
Because I didn't realize they were there. I walked my earphones in. I didn't.
Oh, was it a thing when you were looking? You know when black people look for other black people, like, oh, don't know you.
Yeah.
You got too close. And it was too late.
Because I don't know. But anyway, that was a long thing. I never saw them again because I don't really go to Salford like that too often. I never really went south like that. The first girl, that one ended civilly.
Mm.
That one ended okay. It wasn't too bad.
This tongue had a bounty.
Do you think you deserved it both times?
I didn't deserve to get jumped.
Okay.
Not fair enough getting yelled at. I can see where they may have, even though I was honest, I can see where they may have been misled. Mm. I can see where they may have been misled. So I think it's all right. Getting yelled at, fair enough. I don't like it, but if you want to shout your shit. Getting jumped, big man, that's why.
Hey, sometimes you just need to jump.
I said because of a verbal violation, I'm going to violate man physically. What's that?
I mean, life ain't fair. That's what happens, bro.
It's called karma, bro.
Bro, after a while, if you keep shouting and screaming at someone, someone's going to swing.
Fair enough. I didn't even shout, but for me, getting shouted at is never, my girls, is never really that deep. Mm. It's a bit irritating, but it's never that deep. I'll never hold a grudge against someone shouting at me. But the jumping thing, I big man. The girl tried to talk to me afterwards. I was like, don't do that.
Talk to you about what? Like, did you make it out alive? Type shit. Yeah.
No, she messaged me like a few months down the line.
Oh, months. I was gonna say because especially on the day she was checking if they got the job done.
Did you get home safe?
Yeah, you know what? Yeah. She was checking they got the job done.
Yeah.
But she messaged me a few months down the line. I was like, I just blocked her straight. I didn't realize I didn't block her, but I just blocked her straight away. I was like, nah, bro. Nothing.
Okay.
Try to get me jumped. But Terrell, how did the girl almost kill you?
I didn't say a girl almost killed me.
Oh,
we were just asking.
I don't have a real example of a girl almost killing me. I know someone almost killed my girl, but anyway. But the closest thing is nowhere near like anything serious, but like I just got threatened, but... It's not deep. Like I was just like, I'll get these guys on you, but it's not really, nothing happened. So
that's fair. Tom, do you ever think like stuff like this will catch up to you?
Yeah.
And it has, hasn't it?
It's a few times.
Okay. And how do you like learn from this? How do you change your behaviors?
Well, you're a therapist.
I'm just trying to. When you have a subject like Tom.
Something like
that. Man said not a patient. Man said subject.
You need to.
Man said test subject one.
You need to dig deep into it because
experiment
like,
X.
This is the Uni Chronicles, yeah, and you need to know the types of characters that you'll meet.
Oh, that was almost a bar. Uni Chronicles, and you need to know. Yo, damn.
Okay, but you need to like be careful when you're maneuvering these spaces. They usually say girls. Don't go into uni and cook for these guys because next thing you know, you're in the group chat as uni wife. Fam, it's mad. Do you lot have experiences of like having a uni wife?
I'm sorry,
What happened?
I'm so tired.
What are you doing? What's going on?
Yeah, what's it doesn't matter.
Composure, lad. But So we had to start it off a bit rough, like women killing you. But do you guys have uni wives? Or have you had uni wives?
I don't have a uni wife, obviously.
In the past, sorry.
Uni wife, sorry.
A uni wife is, it's the Twitter colloquial.
You got it right the first time.
Colloquial.
Never mind.
Basically, it's a Twitter native term. Yeah. Uni wife.
I didn't have noun. At the time, but anyway.
A woman in university that does wifey material stuff for a person that's not even their boyfriend. That's the definition of a uni wife. So have you guys had someone that does that? So that's maybe cooking for you, you know, cleaning for you, checking up, like, have you eaten? like, doing all that stuff, you know? And they weren't really a girlfriend even.
Yeah, Tom.
And how was that relationship? Mainly because I feel like it's important we have this conversation because I feel like we hear it from the other side of, yeah, these guys don't deserve it. But what about the guys that actually do have this? How were those relationships done? And
I just told two stories, so I think I'll let Terrell go first on this one.
That's fair.
You know, I think we need to be mature here, obviously.
Yeah, of course. I'm just trying to ask the important questions.
If we're being actually dead serious, if we take out the stigma of a uni wife, I did have a uni wife.
Okay.
And it was a successful situation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It didn't end in divorce, did it?
I don't know. Like, it ended organically, I guess. But it was literally just, like, it's not as deep as some people make it out. Like, she was willing to do what she wanted to do.
Mm.
And we had decent, you know, there was an equivalent exchange.
It's normal. Like we need to stop demonizing this.
No, but being so serious, like, it really wasn't that deep. Like,
it was never that deep.
Like,
yeah.
Like, we both knew what it was. Obviously, at times, you know, when alcohol was involved, some people would step over the line. In situations where they shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, no one caught on. Oh, I'm not even... Anyway.
Oh, I thought we meant a different
No. Keep it 100. Yeah, I remember there was a situation,
right? Huh? Hold on.
Yeah, I actually don't know what you're talking about.
I thought you said
no,
Tom.
I wasn't talking about Tom.
No. He wasn't talking about... What are you talking about?
Oh, right. Sorry.
But keep it 100. There was a situation where I think, you know, you guys were there. And my uni wife is there. You guys did not know she was there. I know for a fact you didn't know she was there.
I'm not gonna give you.
You still don't know who she is. I'm not gonna give you any clues.
Mm-hmm.
You know her name.
You're not even gonna tell us the event.
Of course not. I'm not giving you no clues. But bro, she turned up and she wasn't. Well, to be fair, she lived in that accommodation. But she turned up and I was like, fuck, because I thought she was drunk. And I was like, fuck, please, no.
Oh, like what? She was gonna blur everything out. The truth will be coming out.
Bro, she saw me. You know when someone sees you and their eyes light up like they're about to be like, oh, God, Terrell. Like, I saw the eyes. I was like, oh my days.
Don't do it.
I panicked. Yeah. And then she started
bitch,
like,
my family here. Don't do it.
Bro, no. You don't get it. Like,
please don't do it. If one of us goes in, that's all Terrell goes through.
No, it was a petrifying moment because I could just see it, and I could see she didn't have the balance. She was being kind of, she wasn't being held up properly by like another girl we know who's like our friends. She was with her and I was thinking, fuck, like they better not talk.
The truth's coming out.
Yeah, I mean, there's no truth coming out. I'm just telling you the situation. But yeah, and I think she's, you know what's funny? She started saying stuff. She was like, oh, Terrell, I hope you come back around mine after again, blah, blah, blah. She was saying stuff like that, but she was talking to me. Mm-hmm. So I managed to shut her up. Whoa, that sounds mad.
Yeah. It's like, shut up. You're leaking the information. We're in mixed company.
No, because we both know how it is, isn't it? So no one really knew.
Okay. Was it meant to be undercover, though?
Honestly, I don't know. I don't know if it was meant to be undercover, but it was definitely a private thing. For example, like, oh, do I... Okay, so my flatmates, they knew of her. And one of my flatmates' friends on his course was moving to her. So like there was a lot of things where I was like, lots of people might be able to find out.
Okay.
But it was just a private thing. I don't know. Like,
that's fair.
And it was just good. There was one time I walked through this, in my accommodation, there was like a communal area. So I need to be careful. She lived in a studio. So yes, my uni wife had a studio, which was beautiful. And like you had to walk through... what's it called? The common room to get to like the studios or to get into like the block and whatever. So one time I was walking through there with pots and pans.
Oh.
Because obviously she was going to be cooking me something, didn't it?
So at least you went with the necessary
tools. Yeah, I had what I needed.
Some man just show up empty.
And you know what? I think it was Andre, Sammy.
Oh, so you're going to name the man them?
wait, it's calm. Exactly, it's calm. Okay. It was Andre, Sammy. I think was there as well, I think.
What's going on?
I think that might be me. I was just minding my business. But yeah, they saw me going to Uni Wives. Oh, do you guys remember? Oh, I don't know if you guys know. She gave me my first ever Indomie in uni.
Yeah, you told me.
Yeah, so like one time I left her yard with a fat box. You know, like the big crates.
Yeah.
I left with a crate of Indomie, which lasted me like the whole semester.
And you enjoyed it? Did you?
Yeah. She did her job. In every way possible.
Her role was fulfilled.
Yeah.
And she was pleasantly
satisfied. She fulfilled her obligation.
Mm.
I introduced her to Death Note as well.
Introduce it to anime culture. That's the thing, like being a uni wife or uni husband, obviously it's 2020 and you know.
What do uni husbands do?
I don't know.
Oh wait, sorry, the only thing I'll say is that
I'm just saying it to be inclusive.
At one point it did get out of hand because there was a period of time where it was clear that the uni wife role was becoming, like she was starting to look...
She was getting a bit too invested.
She was starting to delete the U, the N and the I in the uni wife situation. She wanted a bit more and I think that's how it ended because obviously it was like, what, 2-3 years ago or whatever. But that's kind of how it had to start ending because she realized that she was getting a bit too overly invested. I remember the last time I went there, like she messaged me because she used to message me like at whatever time she wanted to. It's like, I think I went there at like 2 a.m, right? Because it was literally like, what, a quick 3-minute walk to hers. And when I got there, I was like, okay, I realized she was drunk and I was like, okay, no, obviously. And then I started to realize the things she was saying. I was like, no, this is getting out of hand. Like, like she's starting to say certain things and she's starting to
trigger words,
move in certain ways. And it's like, it's not meant to be this deep. So I was like, you know, let's blah, blah, blah. And then I think
she starts joking about loving you.
I don't think she never said anything like that, but she was like, She was basically explaining how she had very strong feelings. And because the funny thing is, when it started, she was very much like, oh, I'm never going to like you and all that bullshit. You know, the usual bullshit where it's like, oh, you'll fall for me. All that stupidity.
Mm.
But yeah, I guess she made a miscalculation. I was going to reveal her course as an explanation, but I'm scared that will reveal who she is. And then you know what? You know what's bad?
Yeah.
I think I mentioned this to you guys before. I'm not going to say the guy's name because that's bad. Uh-huh. But I remember the year after, a few months after me and UDF ended, I caught one of the guys I know in Newcastle. He was out with her. Uh-huh. And he had her lipstick all over her lips. So I'm thinking,
I'm not gonna lie, what's more painful was because of who the guy was.
I saw her
I
with him.
I was like, oh, not him.
I saw her with him. I saw the lipstick on his lips and I saw the lipstick on his lips that was on his lips on her lips. I was thinking, fuck.
Niggas like that need to travel with wet wipes, fam.
If you had known what was going on in the prime of the uni life experience, you wouldn't be doing that. But it is what it is. It is what it is. Everyone has a history in it, so.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the important thing to remember, that we shouldn't demonize these roles. People will do ultimately what they want to do, essentially. And yeah. Like, when you got people like Tom out in the streets, you just have to be safe, really.
But yeah, no, it wasn't a bad thing. Yeah. Like, because we both knew exactly what it was. But obviously, when it reached a certain point, we then mutually agreed, no. Like obviously, when I had that realization, it was like, shit, I need to get away. But we actually had a conversation about it. And yeah, she's doing her own thing.
Yeah.
To be fair, I think after the holiday, because this was before the Christmas holidays, so this is all in first semester and first year, by the way. A lot of shit happened in first semester, first year. A lot of shit happened in first semester, first year. But like, after, when we came back in like January or whatever, like there was a rekindleization.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll say that, a rekindleization.
Can't you just say rekindling?
Rekindleization.
That's true.
Which kindling.
Yeah, the English isn't Englishing.
Yeah, all of that. And but that had to peter out as well because it just wasn't...
I think snuffed after your mouth.
It just wasn't working.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was working, but...
Did you have a uni wife, Tom?
Yeah, last year.
Did she know she was a uni wife?
Yeah, she knew.
Was she happy with it, Tom?
Me and her?
Yeah.
We're actually friends, to be fair, at some point. Like, it was just really fun. She after work, she'd come and...
Did you come and what, Tom?
My
uni wife... Oh, okay.
Mm.
Oh, okay, cool.
You're a foul nigga.
I know yours ended in divorce.
I probably get bottle
the bottle opener was
actually she graduated and moved away.
Oh, so she was trying to get away from you that badly.
Jesus yeah. Christ. But anyway, she graduated and moved away. But cause she, yeah, so she was a cool girl.
So technically, is she not still hired? She just isn't available at the moment.
I haven't spoken to her in like a year, big man. Oh, it's been like, no, less than a year. I spoke to her towards the end of last year. But yeah, no, we were, it was actually just a cool agreement. We were calm, we were chill, we were kind of friends, but she'd cook for me a lot. Sometimes I did feel bad, so I bought the ingredients sometimes.
How frequent did she cook for you? And how frequent did you go around? And how far was she from you?
Yeah.
I don't go to hers too often.
Mostly and was the food good?
Wait, whoa.
Mostly she'd come cook at mine.
So she came to yours and cooked at yours?
Mm.
And is this in Manor Bank?
No, this is in Trinity.
Okay. In that kitchen?
I made sure it was clean before she came.
Oh, so you put... okay, fair enough. I mean, no, you have to.
No, but my flatmates were fucking degenerate, except for one of them. But every time... If she ever told me she was coming over, because I never... certain times, I would never let the kitchen get that bad. At some point, I actually just gave up.
Oh, was this Trinity?
This is Trinity.
Did she actually cook for you for real?
Yeah.
Was she good?
Her ex-boyfriend was...
no one else had an ex-boyfriend.
Hold on. Can I explain? Her ex-boyfriend was Nigerian. Yoruba boy. And they were together for...
Was she white?
Not English.
Polish.
I said, was she white? I didn't ask if she was English.
Yeah, but I just wanted to
clarify. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I mean, but, she's still white.
Yeah.
I just wondered, innit? Cause
half white.
To have to clarify
that. Oh, no, mixed race.
Yeah, but not black.
So mixed, so white and Asian?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But
could have saved us so much time by just saying that, but anyway.
Armenian.
Or
Arabic. I can't remember, it's one of the two.
Albanian.
Yeah. No, I know it's either Armenian or Arabic. I can't remember.
Arabic isn't a country. Arabic's a language, bro.
Sorry, yeah. Arabian, my bad.
It's all right, we allow you.
Uncultured.
Swear, tough, what's 10 in Spanish?
Okay. That's not culture, that's just counting.
No, because you've been learning Spanish for months now. And I asked you, first time you said it, you said 10 in Spanish for centurion.
No,
bro.
But you said she wasn't Arabic, fam. Listen,
let me not laugh because I remember when Mo made a mistake and he said something to mock you. But
he said bicyclist. or something like that.
No, I've got to calm down. But.
Yeah, long live bicyclist.
Yeah, but what's it called? I was making sure the flat was clean and she was coming over after she finished work. She didn't work too far from me.
So she made you Nigerian food?
Yeah.
After work as well?
Because her ex-boyfriend's mom taught her how to cook Nigerian.
So she used all the skills that she learned in her previous relationship, which she probably loved, and used it on your bubba.
Yeah. After a long day of work... She has to come back and you're there doing what?
Lying on your back. Like, yeah. Like a fucking Snorlax.
Making Snorlax.
Fucking neek.
Snorlax.
But nah, it's like more time, as she's come home, I'll probably just be doing ACS stuff or uni work. Yeah, that's it. Like, more time she went, because she finished work on like what? 8, 9 maybe.
So she had a job, and then after that job, she chose to volunteer.
Some days
she chose to volunteer.
Some days she'd what's called she cook before she went to work. She put the food in the fridge at her work and come straight to mine.
Fuck you! No, this agreement's mad. Yeah, your uni wife was more of a uni wife than mine then.
Because you man in the same area though. That's the difference.
No, but bro, she brought a packed lunch for you. Do you know how mad that is? Smile. You can smile.
No, I mean like
that's mad.
She was like, we were really cool. Like, I'm not gonna lie. One of them was that we actually, outside of that, we actually friends. Like, we just used to bust joke and it was fun.
Yeah.
And we clocked that, oh, yeah, moving away. She was like, I'm not really down for a relationship thing. I was like, I'm not either. Definitely not a long distance one. Because she moved down south. So I was like, oh, that's that. I was like,
yeah. This guy said packed lunches. So,
and just to round everything up,
because Rashford would be happy.
Round it up. Oh, shit. Yeah. We've been going for a minute.
Yeah. So, like, from hearing these guys' stories, don't let social media ruin your worldview. Social media is just, it's an echo chamber of stupidity, really. Like, just look outside and do what you like to do, regardless what other people say. If being a uni wife makes you happy, then do your thing, fam. Because there's people that would happily accept your...
Tav's advertising for a fucking uni wife, bro.
This nigga's thirsty.
I'm advertising for anything. I don't know what you guys are talking about. I'm just trying to end the episode on a wholesome note. This has been Who's Tav. You found out on the pod. You know, found out about these guys more, so I was just here guiding the conversation. This has been Status Podcast. And who else we had here?
Don't think too much. Just answer the question.
I was about to start talking, but okay. Stop.
He paused.
This guy paused.
I literally said word until Terrell started talking.
No, he paused like Bryson anyway. Tiller. He said, don't.
Yeah.
That was right. Anyway, what is Tom? Find out on the street. Listen, guys. Honesty is your best defense. Defense. Lads. Honesty is your best defense. Use it against them.
What?
Girls, you can do the same. Listen, if you're smart, you can maneuver the thing. Honesty is your best defense. Understand that, yeah? If you're on the streets, listen, I vouch for you, whether you're a guy or a girl.
If you're on the streets, I hope you find a home.
I'm toxic, but not toxic masculinity, but we're toxic. So it's both genders. All genders. Anyway, we've also had...
Yeah, Terrell in it. I'm not going to do none of that talking.
Background Terrell.
Okay.
It's background motion.
Hey, man. And remember, guys, you need to smash that like button, the subscribe button too. And what else do you
I don't like the way you're doing this, big man.
What do you mean?
Like, comment, and subscribe. Because okay. I don't know why you click from like to subscribe, but anyway.
That's what they say. Guys, smash the like button, leave a comment, get in touch with us. No?
You're a prick.
Yeah. We're on all social media platforms, like literally anything, we're there. Like in your house, we're there. Your garden, we're there.
Don't say we. All right, hold on.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I meant social media platforms, not your house.
Big man.
Yeah, we're on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat.
No, we're not.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. We're on Twitter. What else?
Are you on Twitter?
Yeah. We have a Twitter page, but we don't really use it like that because all the other stuff. What else?
Follow us on all major streaming platforms except for SoundCloud because that's
true.
Good shit.
Yeah.
Why don't you just say the link to the link trees in the description just to make it nice?
Oh, yeah, true. We have a link tree too. Like, but do you know what's mad? I don't think people even go to the link tree, you know? They just go to like one of them. Like they just go, all right, Instagram, the Facebook, or like they just pick something and go straight to that.
Well, yeah, isn't the point of it? So they have an option to.
Yeah, no. I mean, they ignore it. Like, they just go to that.
And guys, if you want to hear any topics, if there's any topics that you want us to discuss on any of the series that we do, Channel Rules, Unichronicles, or Ask the Student, make sure you let us know. Either DM us on Instagram or comment it down below. Yeah, I think that's that. Anyway, thank you for listening. In conclusion, I just realized we're going to have a different episode where Taff's going to have to talk about his stories because I just realized he didn't say nothing about anything he's been doing in Newcastle.
Well, Tom, that's not how you end an episode, is it?
Has a girl tried to kill you?
Huh?
Has a girl tried to kill you?
No.
Have you had a uni one?
No.
So, I mean, there we go.
I'm just here to guide the conversation, Tom. Anyway, sliding out.